A project aimed at restoring vital nesting habitats for seabirds in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is being undertaken here by the non-profit organization Environmental Protection in the Caribbean, EPIC. The Seabird Nesting Habitat Project comes in response to alarming declines in seabird populations due to habitat loss, climate change, and human activity. Project coordinator Alanson Cruikshank says the project centers on several key islands within the archipelago.
The project specifically looks at the Pelorys, which are three islands just north of Mustique and also Batwe. Those islands are very important nesting sites for seabirds, especially Batwe. There are literally hundreds and if not thousands of seabirds on Batwe Island. Because of that, what we have found is that over the years, the research has shown that the birds from beyond even the Caribbean come there to nest. So it's a very important site for nesting seabirds. So if it is in any way dilapidated or degraded, then there will be widespread and far-reaching environmental consequences. So what we're trying to do is to ensure that the habitat remains protected, but also some of the activities that are happening on the island are curtailed, such as goat grazing. So some persons have released goats there. With other persons go on some of the islands to hunt iguana and so on, and that can cause some degradation to the ecosystem.
Cruikshank says seabirds play a key role in the country's coastal and marine ecosystems, and the project will provide key interventions aimed at preserving their nesting sites.
I am really just hoping that as citizens of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that we look to make the best use and wise use of our resources. Of course, we need to survive, so we need to have sustainable livelihoods. But while doing so, we need to ensure, as I mentioned, that they are sustainable so that future generations can benefit from our habitats as well. We also don't want to see the loss of any of our important species around us. We want to see them thriving and available for our grandchildren to see and our great-grandchildren and the progeny as time goes by. So that's really what I want to see out of the project. Generally as well, I want to see just that collaboration with the community. Sometimes you have projects where it feels as if you're imposing something on the people, but what we want to really do is have that cooperative and collaborative approach.
Project coordinator of the Seabird Nesting Habitat Project, Alanson Cruikshank. Meanwhile, education specialist Lestra Kulczak says schools and community outreach programs are being done to highlight the importance of seabirds.
We have already done several schools. We have completed mainly a lot of primary schools. We are now hoping to aim at the secondary schools. And in fact, we have already completed one at the St. Vincent Community College. So we are hoping now to continue our work with the primary school, but start work in the secondary school. So we have also done some community outreach in Bekwe with Fisher Folk, Fisher Folk being a very critical component of the project because they are the ones who are out at sea every day. They are the ones who interact with the seabirds, and they are the ones who have very intimate knowledge about the locations, the behavior, and the threats that these seabirds face.
Education specialist of the Seabird Nesting Habitat Project, Lestra Kulczak. Funding for the project has been secured from the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill Natural Resource Damage Assessment and restoration funds administered by the United States Department of Interior. The project is a collaborative effort among the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Forestry Department, and Environmental Protection in the Caribbean, EPIC. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.